I'll try and do that for the next meeting as well, so if you check in the, there's a shared project documents folder. That should be in there. Project documents, yeah.
Project documents.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I'll put it in there.
Okay.
Is it best if I send you an email maybe to let you know what's there?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll do that next time. I'll act as secretary for this meeting and just take notes as we go through, and then I'll send them to after the meeting. The main focus of this meeting is your presentation that you've been preparing during the time, so we'll go through each of you one by one. Then we need to briefly discuss the new project requirements that were sent to us.
Yeah, the last minute, yeah.
The last minute, I'm sorry about that, but we can see how that affects what you were doing. And then we need to, by the end of the meeting, come to some kind of decision on who our target group's going to be. That's the main goal, is to come up with those two groups, target group and function. And we've got 40 minutes to do that in there. So, I would.
You said target groups, what does that mean?
So who it is that we're going to be trying to serve.
Okay. So. Okay.
So with that, I think it's best to
move. Right. I could go first. Yeah.
So we need to unplug my laptop and plug in yours.
Right. So from the.
Just before you start, to make it easier, would you remind emailing me your presentations once we. You don't have to
open
out,
yeah.
But once you go back.
Right, sure.
Just so that I don't have to scribble anything.
Okay. So with regard to the. Working design of this remote control. I've identified a few basic components of the remote, and from the design functional design perspective, we can now know what exactly the components are and how they work together with each other. So this is the method that I'll mostly be following in my role, the identification of the components, since I'm dealing only with the technical aspects, I would need feedback from the marketing person and from the user interface person. We'll then integrate this into the product design at a technical level, and basically update and come up with a new design, so it's a cyclical process. Okay, so these were the basic findings from today. The last three bullets have been integrated from the last minute email. I just quickly jotted them down. So basically, as I told you, the identification of how the remote control works and what are the various parts to it. And what are the different processes and how the parts communicate with each other. Okay, so the email said that teletext is now outdated, so we need to do away with that functionality of the remote control. Also, the remote control should be used only for television, because incorporating other features makes it more complex. And the reason why teletext is outdated because of internet and the availability of internet over television. However, our remote control will only be dealing with the use for television in order to keep things simple. Also, the management wants that our design should be unique. It should incorporate color and the slogan that our company has it as its standard. Okay, so here is a functional overview of the remote control. There's basically an energy source at the heart, which feeds into the chip and the user interface. The user interface communicates with the chip. So I'll basically go over to the So if this is our energy source, then this is a cell. It communicates. It feeds energy into the chip, which basically finds out how to do everything. There is a user interface here. So when the user presses a button, it feeds into the chip, and the chip then generates a response and takes the response to an infrared terminal, which then, so the output of the chip is an infrared bit code, which is then communicated to the remote site, which has an infrared receiver. There can be a bulb here or something to indicate whether the remote is on or communicating. So these are the essential. So all the functionality of the remote control, whatever new functions that we need to do, make the chip more complicated and bigger, basically. Okay. So in my personal preferences, I'm hoping that we can keep the design as simple and clear as possible. This would help us to upgrade our technology at a future point of time. And also, if we can incorporate the latest features in our chip design so that our remote control does not become outdated soon and is compatible with most televisions. That's about it. So, anything that you would like to know or no, I don't have any idea about what each component costs. Yeah. Anything else? Certainly, yeah. So that yeah, we definitely need to operate within our constraints. But unfortunately, I do not have any data, so I just identified the functional components of that. Yeah, it'll take some time. Oh, there it is. Yeah. It'll come up, it'll come. Oh, no signal. Yeah, it says something now. Adjusting. Okay. Well, that's strange. Okay. And one more time. Sorry, could you go back for a second? Switching on off channel volume. Okay, that's great.
Last minute update
So in the user interface requirements, we have been able to identify what are the basic buttons that we do want. So at this stage, how we go about implementing those buttons, we will not identify, or I mean, we can completely do away with buttons and have some kind of a fancy user interface or something like that. But is there any thoughts on that?
Well, I think the buttons are still kind of the most easy for the user to use. I mean,
Right.
and what other options would you have? A little screen or something, but this would be really
Yeah.
kind of
And
quick
it'll
and
make the
easy.
costs, yeah.
And I mean, the user just wants to get a result quickly, not to spend time in like giving several orders and then
Right.
having them. I think I would stay in the buttons, but if you have other proposals.
Yeah, I think the costs will also play a big role when we come to know about them. So we can probably wait until we have more knowledge on that. If the costs allow, we can have like an LCD display, and because we do want something fancy and fashionable as well. So yeah. We try to press. Okay. Right.
Okay,
Right. Right. Some kind of a ring, some. That's great, thanks. I think one of the very interesting things that came up in Kat's presentation was this issue of like voice recognition being more popular with the younger people. So if you need to have a target group, then I think as far as the motto of our company is concerned, if you want to have something sleek and good looking, we are better off targeting a younger audience than people who are comparatively elderly. Right. Right. But the survey did say that things like voice recognition are more popular with them. So if you want to put in something stylish, then it will certainly be more popular with the younger people as compared to older people. Yeah. Right. And. Right. 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 But still, if you can go back to that slide and how popular was it? Oh, okay. That's all right. If you can just look it up on your computer, people between 25 to 35. How popular was it? So it was still quite popular amongst them. So even they are 76% is a high amount. Right. So you're more likely to burn. But even in the case of 25 to 35, it's quite popular, right? So our I was having a general outlook on most like sophisticated features, but voice recognition itself I'm not very sure about, because one of the things that Kat pointed out was how do we go about implementing it, and but how frequently do we use it anyway, and how good is it? You know, voice recognition softwares are still quite. Yeah. Right. Okay. Right. Right. Yeah. Okay. So it seems like a feasible thing to implement, for a limited. Yeah. What on what I was thinking is that there is this separation between what the channels are on TV and how they are numbered on the remote control. If we can do away with that, our product can be really popular, in the sense that a person can say, I want to watch ITV1, instead of saying that I want to go on to channel number 45. Yeah, so if something like that can be incorporated, some kind of. Yeah, that's right.
Not that it's sitting there on top of the television, because then you could already yell at the television.
And it might become very difficult from a distance for the television to understand what you're saying because of the noise factor, with the remote control being
But
far. I mean,
I'm
it'll,
just defending
yeah.
the fact why we want to keep the remote control close to us and,
Yeah.
you know, not to yell at it from the distance.
So another thing that can be used is that there can be a beeper button on the TV, so you can go and press that button, and the remote control, wherever it is, it will beep. So we can probably come to know where it is.
Wire the remote separately. But you could have
Oh,
something,
yeah.
but if it was something that you could like stick onto the TV or something,
Right, yeah.
that might
Yeah.
be better.
Yeah.
If you bought it in a two-part pack, so one part attaches to the TV,
It's quite cool. You don't use the fitting
it'll
to the cable like you
Right,
would on
yeah.
a, but it solves the problem of having different noises.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, I think we're gonna have to wrap this up. But if we go away with that kind of general specification in mind that we're looking at 15 to 35-year-olds, we want it to look simple but still have the button so it's easy to use, but only those key
The major
buttons, the
ones,
major
yeah.
buttons, and then one big menu one, and then voice recognition included as an option.
Right.
But that obviously needs a little bit more working out as to whether it's really feasible
Okay.
given some of those problems you were mentioning. What we have to do now is to go back to our little places, complete our questionnaire and some sort of summarization, which you'll get immediately by email. Send me your presentations so that I can use them to make a unit. And then we've got a lunch break.
Okay.
And after lunch, we go back to our own little stations and have 30 minutes more work. I'll put the minutes in that project documents folder, but I'll send you an email when I've just finished the
So,
questionnaire.
where exactly is
Yeah,
this?
I'm sure. So I'll put it,
Okay.
yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll put them there as soon as I've
Did
written
you find
them.
it?
Yep. Yeah, that one, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and email them around.
Oh, so you want our own PowerPoint presentations in there?
Yeah, that would be great.
Oh, so we'll just
Oh,
put it
yeah,
there
that
when
we
we're,
would.
yeah,
Yeah,
when
then
we're
you don't have
done
to email them.
But is everyone's called Functional Commons?
No,
No.
they're all called something slightly different. Technical requirements
Okay,
and something
so
something.
that's clear.
So
Okay.
if you put them in there, we'll all be able to see them and refer to them if we need to.
Okay.
As to where we're going from here, you're going to look at the components concept.
Right.
Yeah? Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah.
I guess I'll find out.
You'll be looking at the user interface
And
as a
some kind
concept,
of attitude or looking
yeah,
at
something conceptual, and you're watching trends to see how we go, and surely voice recognition will fall off the map or something, but we can think
What
about
was it again that I was supposed to look into? Con
components.
component. Oh.